suggested the alien who burst from his chest. His jaws are chested.
Dana, I know Charles and Chesty were excited about the idea of you and I going out, but we do get along better as friends.
Absolutely. If we dated and broke up, I mean, who gets custody of Charles and Chelsandra? You know.
I'll take weekends. I noticed you call her Chelsandra. Is that an office nickname?
I thought that is her name. It's what's posted at her desk. What's Chesty?
You know, it's like how she came out of Charles's chest.
Something about Chesty I don't.
Maybe?
Is she an alien?
You know? I mean, what?
God knew there was something else about her.
Promise me you don't ever tell anyone. Please, don't tell Charles or Chesty I let it slip. Don't even tell them that you know.
I get it. How has Charles not had a nervous breakdown?
Charles woke up with a hole in his chest the size of a coffee pot and somehow still alive. I'm thinking that kind of relief puts a different spin on things.
Oh, Chesty! Now I get it.
Morning, Charles. Just going into the shower.
I'm up. Oh, shit.
Hi, Charles.
Ashley, wow, it's been...
the better part of a decade.
Charles, who was that?
My baby sister.
Oh, you have an actual sister?
She's gone, right?
How long was I out?
Just a few minutes.
Wow, I just... You look really unsettling and hideous, like a monster or an alien.
I prefer xenomorph, female identifying, and I'm Charles's roommate.
Sorry, I'm in a state right now. My fiancé and I split up recently... Charles, I really need you, and I need a place to stay, just for like a month.
Oh, I'm glad you suddenly need me again, but hey, that's not my problem.
Not yet, he always says that! Nice!
Should I be in this room right now?
No, it's fine, Chesty. 7 years ago, when Ashley was 18, I moved us out of Dodge, where she could go to USC and we could both get away from our parents' divorce. Not even 2 months in, she's all, leave me alone, Charles, I don't need you anymore.
Charles, you were trying to shield me from everything.
I'm a deadly acid-bleeding Martian, and this is making me uncomfortable.
Andrea, Special Agent Lars Midtoon. 9:15 a.m., I've just had the best breakfast at a swell mom-and-pop joint, Kitty's Kitchen.
Coffee, sir?
Oh, please. I'm heading into San Diego today to meet with the lead detective regarding the mysterious black egg of unknown origin, found 1 month ago at Los Penas Quitos Canyon Trail, later reported missing. I don't know about you, Andrea, but this whole thing has E.T. written all over it, and it stinks worse than a homeless toddler's stomach bile. Oh, thank you. Wait a minute. You know, this is, excuse me, a damn good cup of coffee, lady.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it.
I don't think you understand. God!
Sir, you're making a scene.
Oh, yeah? Oh! Here, just give me the whole pot. Jesus. Let me confiscate this. It burns! It's okay, I'm FBI! Stop looking at me! Turn around!
Okay, guys. Charles, you chose to be responsible for Ashley not knowing what you knew about your parents' marriage stuff. And Ashley, you didn't realize this when you told Charles to give you space and stop worrying about you.
I was your best friend in the world, and you were my only friend.
I didn't ask for you to protect me from anything, Charles, and I didn't want to be your problem either.
See, Charles, that's not your...
Holy crap! Don't think I'm not incredibly grateful for what you did, brother. None of that meant I'll never need you or want you in my life again.
Ashley, stop. I totally overreacted. If only we had parents that cared more about us than the people they were having affairs with, I might have known how to react to things. Now I'm just sad I've missed 7 birthdays with you. I never even knew your fiancé.
Oh God, I'm glad you didn't. Can I be your little sister again?
Yes, and stay as long as you need. My home is always your home.
Oh, big brother.
I'm really, really glad I got to witness this.
Chesty, you probably get humanity better than humans do. I got a long work day ahead, so I'm gonna hit the hay.
Wait, which one of us gets the guest room and who gets the sofa?
That's not my problem.